那么的。
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the Tanisho. This is, I think, a particularly meaningful passage for us as we remember our loved ones here today at our April Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial. Tanisho no isho itadakimasu node, gassho onegaishimasu. Please join me in gassho. As for me, Shindan, I have never said the Nembutsu even once for the repose of my departed father and mother. For all sentient beings, without exception, have been our parents and brothers and sisters in the course of countless lives in the many states of existence. On attaining Buddhahood after this present life, we can save every one of them. Shindan wa bumo no 供養のためにって、一遍にっても、念仏申したること、いまだ候わず。そのゆえは、一切の有情はみんなもって、せせ少女の部門の兄弟なり、いずれもこの順次生に仏になって助け候べきなりとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning for our April Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, in which we remember those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore in the month of April, be it in recent years or many years ago. We remember all of them with hearts of gratitude as we gather here this morning for today's service. 皆さん、ようこそ本日の戦没者、4月に浄土に往生された戦没者を偲ぶ正月法要のご参拝で、ようこそのお参りでございます。まあ、最近、去年とか一昨年亡くなられた方もおられますし、何年前もお浄土に往生した方々も忍びますが、みんなともども心の感謝を持って本日のお参りをさせていただいていると思っております。My family and I just returned the last night from a trip to visit Iowa and Minnesota, my mother's hometown in Iowa. And while we were there, I was remembering my own grandfather who passed away a few years ago as we spent time on the farm where he lived much of his life. It's a farm that's been in our family since the time of the settlers who came over from Norway. My grandfather's grandmother was, and grandparents founded the farm. His mother was born on that farm, and so it's been in our family for many generations, and I'm particularly happy that my uncles continue to farm on that land. And so I've been thinking about my own sort of family and our journey, and also spending some time on the farm, which was a lot of fun for my children. My children, of course, basically growing up here in San Mateo, here in California, in the city, and they don't get to spend time on a farm. So for them, it's a very exotic experience, particularly seeing all of the farm equipment and the livestock. そして、まあ、私がと家族が昨日、ミネソタとアイオワから帰ってきました。私の実家がミネソタであって、母の実家はアイオワ州にありまして、母の実家は私のおじいちゃん の祖父母が開拓したところなんですけど、昔ながら私の家族が、親族がそこで農業なさっていますね。で、子供はそれが本当に楽しんでて、この都会に住んでるので、こういう大きなトラクターとか、その家畜を見るのが楽しいですね。Particularly my younger son is at the moment in very much his farm animal phase. So he's been really excited to get to go to a real farm and to see real farm animals. And he was particularly excited until he got about 4 feet away from the cows. And then he realized, wow, these are really, really large animals. And he started to get a little bit afraid, but it was still fun. And after time, he sort of got used to it. And it was fun to visit both my grandparents' farm, the farm where my uncles continue to farm, and also one of my uncle's home farms. So one of the things that my family does is raise cattle. They raise cattle. It's interesting now, farming has become so kind of specialized that what they do is they'll get calves shortly after they're born, and they'll raise the calves until they are adults, and then they will send them to someplace for milking. So they don't actually milk the calves, they just raise them into adulthood. And then other farms will just get adult calves and start milking them. So it's an interesting kind of process. But so they have a lot of calves and small calves on the farm. So what they do is they'll begin with the calves at one of my uncles and his wife, my aunt, will raise the calves when they're just newborns. So they're just weaned from their mothers and they're giving them milk from a bottle. And then once they get to a certain size and they're able to eat, you know, from a trough and eat off the ground, then they'll move them to my grandmother's, the farm where my grandmother lives, where they can, you know, live relatively unsupervised, just in, you know, in a pasture or in, you know, inside in a kind of a pen, so they don't need daily care. But one of my aunts has, at any given time, she'll have 20 very small calves that then she's feeding, giving milk from a bottle. Then when they get a little bit larger, then they'll move them into a larger pen where they're able to start eating, you know, eating out of, eating grass and straw and things like that. So it was very charming, of course, to see all these baby calves and these small calves. And, you know, she would put her finger in the mouth and the calf would, you know, suck on her finger. And, you know, they're small enough that they're kind of like large dogs. You know, they're like pets and they're very cute. So it was really a lot of fun to see those and to, you know, to spend time on the farm. Of course, my sons really enjoyed it as well. 私がアイオワ州に帰って、うちのおばとおじが牛を飼ってますね。で、赤ちゃん牛を、まあ、子牛をもらって、飼って、それで、まずボトルから牛乳をあげて、で、そのボトルから飲んで、で、少しずつ餌を食べるようになって、で、ある程度餌が食べるようになったら、大きなペンを入れて、その、ところに入れて、で、まあ、しっかりして自分で食べられるようになったら、うちのおばあちゃんの、が住んでる、農場に移して、そこで、もうちょっと大きくなってから、また、それを、まあ、売るんですね。まあ、家畜として。
So as we were looking at the cows, I noticed that there were all of these, you know, very small calves, and then there was one that was like a full-grown cow. And I thought that was kind of interesting, and so I asked my aunt, you know, why is one of those so big? Why is that cow so big? And she said, oh, that's our blind cow.
で、まあ一つの、まあみんながかなりちっちゃい牛がたくさんあるんですけど、うちのおじとおばのところで、まあ若いでも一年も経ってない若い牛で、でも一人、一頭は大きい一頭がいました。で、その大きいのはどうしたのと聞いたら、それは目が見えない牛ですよと言われました。
And so I asked her about it and she said, yeah, well we didn't realize when we bought it that it was blind.And then after we got it, you know, we thought about complaining to the person who sold it to us. But then we decided, no, we'll just hang on to it for now. Because they have, you know, hundreds of, between their house and my grandmother's house, they have, you know, about 100 cows.
そして、まあ、買った時は、ああ、これはちょっと不良品だと買えそうと思ってたんですけど、いや、でも、まあ、ここ、かわいそうだからここに置いておこうということに、そこに一頭を置きました。
And so she said, you know, we keep it and it recognizes our voices. It hears us coming. And so, you know, it could be very dangerous because it's a big, strong animal. But when we sort of call to it, then it knows to go away. go away so that it won't run into us. まあ大きいですからちょっと危ないので、で声をかけたらちょっとどけてもらえるようになっていますね。
And I thought this is so beautiful that they're raising this blind cow and they've been taking care of it and caring for it. And they have a kind of a special connection to it. In the midst of all these cows that they're raising, that my aunt still sees each one as not a product, but as a living animal.
そしてこのたくさんの牛の中で一頭一頭が生きているものの命の大切さがうちのおばがこういう考えかと思って私が本当に感動しました。
And so it really, to me, it reminded me of our Buddhist way of looking at the world and seeing that each life is precious. Of course, human life is precious, but all life is precious.
まあこれはまあ仏教の考え方の中では全ての命が大切、貴重なものである。尊い命であるという考え方を私が思い出しました。まあもちろん人間の命が大切ですし、まあ動物も全ての生きているもの、植物も大切な命であるということがそこに私がまた再発見したお心がありました。
You know, as I was sort of thinking about this, I was reminded of one of the questions that I often get asked from people when they find out that I'm a Buddhist. They say, oh, you're a Buddhist, so do you believe in reincarnation?
まあ、仏教であることは、じゃあ、輪廻転生信じてますかとよく聞かれますね。
Do you believe that you could be reborn as a cow?
そして、牛として生まれ変われることがありますかと。私たまに聞かれますね。まり仏教のことをそんなにたくさんの知識を持っていない方は、まあ仏教の人たちは輪廻転生を信じているというまあ一つのことをみんな結構まあ考えがあるんですね。
So when many people think about Buddhism, one of the special characteristics they think about, oh, Buddhists believe in reincarnation. And so I think that this is a very interesting teaching andcalls us to think about what do you mean by reincarnation?
輪廻転生というのは何だろうということですね。
Do we believe that lifetime after lifetime that we physically die and are physically reborn again? Physically die, physically reborn again.
まあ具体的に一回信じてまたどこかで生まれ変わってまた信じてまた生まれ変われることを信じていますか？
I think many Buddhists do indeed hold that belief. And I think that that is a way that we understand, one way we understand this experience of birth and death.
まあ、ある仏教徒は本当にそういうふうに考えていますね。それはまあ確かに仏教にはありますね。
And if we read the writings of Shinran Shonin, we also find that that understanding is here. Shinran writes that over the course of countless lifetimes, in many states of existence, that all beings...have been our parents, brothers and sisters.
まあ、親鸞聖人が全ての生きているものが以前に私の兄弟とお父さんの母さんであったというふうに書きますね。
So to see that cow, to see that, for example, that blind cow, and to think, oh, this could have been my mother who cared for me. So let me care for this life. To have that way of looking at the world, I think, is very powerful.
まあ、例えばこの目が見えない牛が、ああこれ以前私のお父さんお母さんお世話になってた方だったから大切にしようという心もそれが生まれていきますね。
So in Buddhism we talk about these six realms of existence.
まあ仏教では六道というんですね。
One is this human realm. We read in our the threefold refuge and the Sankyemon. Hard is it to be born into human life? Now I'm living it.
まあこの6つの世界六道の一つは人間ですね。人人浮きがたし今すでによく人間として生まれることは難しいですけど今生まれてきたということですね。
So this human life, this precious human life.So we can recognize there's a human life, but there's other things, other ways of living. There's one way of living that's called the realm of the hungry ghosts.
Gaki という言葉がありますね。Gaki.
The hungry ghosts are described as having these little tiny necks and these big pot bellies.
そして Gaki は小さい喉があるんですけど、そのお腹が出ていますね。 So they have a big appetite, but nothing can go down.
本当に食欲があって、でも食べるものとかの、飲み物が喉通れないんですね。
Also, they're depicted as fire shooting from their mouths. So if they get something in their mouth, then it could burst into flames. Food or water, even if they get something, it bursts into flames.
そして口から火が出てることはよく描いてますけど、それは食べ物をもらっても火になるということですね。
It's a kind of existence where even if you get something, not able to enjoy it.
まあ物をもらったらそれが楽しめないですね。
Then there's the realm of the hell beings. The hell beings, which are the realm of anger and conflict.
そして地獄というのがあるんですね、仏教にも。それがこういう争い、ちょっと怒ったり、喧嘩する世界ですね。怒りの世界。
Then there's the realm of the animals. It's said to be the realm of just going after rewards or fearing punishment.
してご褒美を求めて、罰することを逃げようとするのが、そういう畜生の世界ですね。
Then there's the realm of the Asuras. It's a realm of competition, competing.
して、アシュラの世界がありますね。競争する世界ですね。
And then there's the realm of the heavenly beings, getting to enjoy what you want.
して、欲しかったものをもらえるというのは、天の世界ですね。
So there are these six realms of existence. One way to think about it is that when someone dies, that they are reborn in one of these six realms.
まあ、ある考え方は、人が死んだら、この6つのどちかにまた生まれることはありますね。
Another way to think about it is that moment to moment in this very life, that we're passing through these six realms.
まあ、もう一つの考え方は、一瞬一瞬、今生きているうちに、この6つに回っていることありますね。
So, of course, when we went back to Minnesota, we flew back, we took an airplane, and just in the course of one flight, I noticed myself passing through these six realms.
まあ、私、飛行機乗ったんですけど、この一つの、一回飛行機乗ったら、この6つを通ったんですね。
First, getting on the plane.In the realm of the Asuras, the competition. Get on first, because these days, you know, checked luggage costs money, so everybody brings these big suitcases. And nobody wants to wait for their suitcase to come out of the, come out of the baggage carousel. So everybody's competing, trying to get on first. I want to get my bag up in there so I don't have to have it wedged under my seat, right?
まあ、競争して、まあ、早めに飛行機に乗って、スーツケースを上に置いて、そして足が楽になりますね。スペースあって。
Okay, so you get up there, get in there, and then I'm on the plane, you know, my kids are scrambling around, they're busy, and so, because I went after my family, we had two different tickets, so we weren't seated together, but since my wife had flown out with the kids, I agreed, okay, I'll sit with them on the way back, and you can sit by yourself. So my wife sat and watched a movie,And I had the two kids with me. So as we're taking off, they're squirming. I want this, I want that. You know, trying to get them both buckled in. Trying to get a four-year-old and a two-year-old to sit down and buckle in on the plane. They're squirming. So finally, older one, get him set, get him a book. He's sitting and he's most fascinated by the pamphlet that explains where all the emergency stuff on the plane is.So he's reading that intently. I've got the younger one. He's squirming. He's fussing. I've got him in my arms. And then just as the plane takes off, he falls asleep. And I am in the realm of the heavenly beings. I pull out my book and I start reading. I get through a page and a half. And then the older one starts saying, I want something out of my bag. I want something out of my bag. And so I have to explain to him that the fastened seatbelt sign is still on.So we can't get into the bag and, you know, struggling, oh, frustrating. And then finally, you know, we're able to, the light comes on. I'm able to get him his toy, able to calm down. And we're sitting and then the drink cart comes and I ask for a club soda. I like to drink. I get my club soda and I start drinking it. And it's like, oh, I wish I had a lime.In this.
そしてクラブソーダをもらって飲んだらライムがあれば美味しいと思ってこれはガキの世界ですね美味しい冷たい飲み物をもらったらのにああでもあれがあったら美味しいねと思って
So I get the, I have my lime, I'm drinking, I'm like, if this had a lime, this would be delicious. So I'm in the realm of the hungry ghosts. Got a perfectly good, delicious, cold drink, but I just can't enjoy it because it's not exactly what I want, right? Right? And so then you're going through these realms, and then, you know, I'm just as I'm sort of waiting to get off the plane, then, you know, somebody, we're trying to get off the plane, we got two kids, got my wife, you know, got all the stuff, and we're trying to get off, and just as I'm about to reach up and get my stuff, someone comes barreling through the line and sort of bumps into me. I'm like, oh! I'm in this realm of anger, right? Stressed out, just flight on the plane for 4 hours with these kids. I'm all wound up. And then there I am, creating this hellish existence for myself, right? And so I'm, you know, and then, you know, finally leaving the plane, being herded off like cattle, just, you know, in this realm, feeling like, oh, here I am in the animal realm. I just want to get off the plane, stay in line. And so moment to moment in our lives, we can go through these realms of existence. そして人生の中で一瞬一瞬この無つを変わったり変わったり変わったり変わったり。And the goal of the Buddha's teaching is not to dwell in just that one perfect human realm, but to eventually break out completely.
そして仏様の御教えの目的というのは人間としてそのまま恨まれるんじゃなくて、その人間の生まれたこの人生を大切にして、この機会を大切にして、またそれから解放して、もう次に次に次にも追われるようになるのではなくて、解放することですね。
So、the goal of Buddhism not to dwell in the human realm, but to break free. And that breaking free, we call that nirvana. Nirvana, to break free of this cycle of going around and around, and to be able to dwell constantly in the state of peace and bliss.
で、あの涅槃というのは常にこういう心の穏やかな喜びの世界ですね。
We talk about that as birth in the Pure Land. That's what Shinran says. After this present life, those who live in the Nembutsu, the end of this life, immediately born into the Pure Land of Amida Buddha's great compassion.
そしてこの命が終えてお念仏を申す者はすぐに阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生して極楽に入るんですね。涅槃、逆得することがありますね。
So as we remember our loved ones today, we don't have any of this anxiety. Where are they? Which realm were they born into? That's not a concern for those of us who live in the Nembutsu, for we know that the end of this life, immediately, they were born into the realm of Amida Buddha's immeasurable peace and bliss.
私たちが今日忍ぶ方々がこの陸奥のどこに生まれるのを気になっていることはありませんね。お念仏をいただく者はこの命が終えてすぐに阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生して、お浄土に極楽してここで涅槃を得ることですね。
So we gather here together to reflect on the lives that we lived with them and to realize that now they have been transformed. For us, they are Buddhas.We need not be concerned about them. This teaching is not about, oh, what realm is that person in? What realm is that person in? It's about looking within to our own lives. How am I living moment to moment? And where do I find guidance for that path to liberation?
そして一瞬一瞬私がどういうふうに生きてる。あの人は畜生、あの人はガキとかというのではなくて、私今どういうふうに、どういうふうな生き方であることを確認して、で、私がこの生死から解放する道はどこにあることを確認するんですね。
And we look to guidance, looks for guidance to those who have gone before, who now have realized that perfect bliss. And so as we remember our loved ones, we reflect on the way in which they lived, and their lives are a guide for us.
そして、そのお浄土に往生した方々の導きをいただきながら、本日の、お参りの確認でございますね。
So I'd like to conclude my talk here. Allow me to once again read these words of Shinran Shonin, which bring us inspiration and comfort as we remember our loved ones.
次に Shinran Shonin の言葉で終わりたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。
As for me, Shinran, I have never said the Nembutsu,
even once for the repose of my departed father and mother. For all sentient beings, without exception, have been our parents, brothers, and sisters in the course of countless lives in the many states of existence. On attaining Buddhahood after this present life, we can save every one of them.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.